Hey, Shannon, it's Austin here.
Hi.
Hey, okay, so we're live with Colton. Colton, this is Shanna.
Hello, Shanna.
Hi, Colton.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, no problem.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I'm imagining that maybe Austin might have filled you in a little bit, or Tiffany Jackson, who I also talked to about you a little bit, about this whole spirit of youth thing and what it is.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions, like, after hearing a bit about it? Is there anything that you're wondering about that I could explain anymore?
I don't think so.
Okay. So then the part that this is that the For Spirit of Youth, I do a series of radio stories that feature teens like you who get nominated because they're standing out in some way that they help in your community. Like, you know, you were nominated for actually a whole bunch of different reasons. I'll ask you about a few of those today. But the idea of the radio series is sending around to pretty much every public and community station across the state of Alaska airs these stories. And so every week people get to hear good news about teens doing good things. And the idea is that, you know, maybe it'll change people's minds if they have negative ideas about teenagers, because they'll hear about teens doing awesome stuff too.
Shan, do you mind if I say something really quickly about just the recording process to Colton? You're gonna wanna, like, you're not talking to her over the phone. Imagine that you're talking to someone right in front of you. So, because if you're, like, shouting to be heard to her over the phone, it's gonna be picked up that way on this. So just talk in a normal voice.
Okay.
Can you answer? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be natural for you to, like, yell at her, you know, because that's what you would do on speakerphone.
Yeah.
But you're talking to the mic. So just speak in an everyday tone.
Okay.
Yeah, and thanks, Colton, for doing this. This is a really great thing that Austin is helping me with, because he is going to record you just as if I was standing in the room with you, so when I tell your story, you sound your absolute best. But I know it's a little awkward because I'm actually on the phone, so thank you for doing that. I know it's a little bit more, like, removed or something, but I'll just try to have a good conversation with you, and then it'll sound like I'm okay with you.
Okay.
Okay, well, cool. Are you ready for me to start asking any questions?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the first one's pretty easy. Will you tell me your first name and your last name and how old you are?
My name is Colton Mack, and I'm 15 years old.
So what grade does that put you in?
10th.
10th grade? Okay, cool. Have you always been from Sandpoint? Have you lived there always?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so then I heard that you play basketball, is that right?
Yeah, I play basketball, and I also do cross country and wrestling, and NYO.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, NYO, cross country, and wrestling, and basketball. Does that cover it, or is there more?
I do a little bit of coaching, too.
A little bit of coaching. Is that for all those sports, or just one, or what?
Just basketball.
Okay, cool. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, basketball.
Okay, well, that's kind of good, because I kind of wanted to ask you about something that Tiffany and Carla over, I think it's the Tribal Council, told me about you, and it had to do with basketball. They told me that you are, like, the person who coordinates and manages the city league. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really interesting to me, because I've talked to a lot of teenagers across the state of Alaska, and I think you're the first teenager I've met who coordinates the city league basketball, and I think that's really unusual and cool, so I hope you could tell me about it. Like, when did you start doing it, for example?
They started it up a couple years ago, and then they quit for, like, a couple years, so I wanted to start it back up, so me and the principal, Mr. Lindquist, started it back up, and I just set it up. We're just going for, like, a month. We got games 3 days a week until, for, like, a whole month, till the end of the month. Well, we'll do a tournament. I just set up the team. Make the sign-up sheets, have everyone sign up, make some teams, give them some jerseys, and we go out there and play.
That's great. So I think you just told me the time frame, but I was taking notes and I kind of lost track. So you said it's been happening for a month, and you guys do it 3 days a week, and you're going to do it for a couple more months and then a tournament. Is that what you said?
No, it's only 4 months. It's starting up here soon.
Oh, okay. It's only 4 1-month.
Right. Yeah.
Was that right, Colton? Just 4 1-month?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Awesome. Okay, so then you said that, are you doing it with your principal? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's really cool. So did you guys come up with that idea, the two of you together, or was it like an idea that you had yourself and then you found an adult who could help you with it?
We came up with it together.
That's cool. And you said that you're, like, the part that you're, I heard also that you're doing the scheduling of the, is it a gym? Is it your high school or something? In the high school gym that the league happens?
Yeah, I just set up the schedule for, make sure everyone gets to play against each other at least once, and we go out. There's like 7-8 teams set up, to set up the schedule for, make sure everyone gets to play against each other.
That's so cool, 7 or 8 teams. Okay, so then what's the makeup of the team? Is this like a city league, like anybody who wants to play can play, and then you just make the team kind of thing?
Yeah, it's 8th graders and up get to play. Boys and girls, they just, if they want to play, come up and play. Put them on a team.
And then do adults play too, or is it just like high school, or not high school, is it 8th grade and up? Is it like 8th grade and up all the way through the community?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to tell you that when I heard that you were doing this, and it seemed like pretty above and beyond like what a lot of high schoolers would take on as a responsibility, the couple of adults I've talked to who know you, they said, oh, that's not unusual for Colton. Like, not at all. He's really into basketball. He's really into helping people. Of course he would do this. Is that how you see yourself? Was it just kind of like a, well, of course I do this to help out kind of situation?
That's what I like to do. I like playing basketball, so it's nice to get the community involved, get everyone to come up and play.
Does it mean more basketball time for you?
Kinda.
That's the bonus, right? So when you said coaching, is that, like, when you mentioned coaching to me way back in the beginning of the conversation about this, did you mean the City League, or were you thinking of something else that you do in addition?
I've been coaching the junior high basketball team, and I'm going to coach the 4th, 5th, 6th grade team soon.
Junior high, you said fourth to sixth grade?
Yeah, I'm coaching the junior high team right now, and 4th, 5th, 6th coming up soon.
Oh, I got it. Okay, cool. Thanks for repeating that. Sometimes, like, a word in the middle gets lost, and I can't hear it, so I really appreciate that you said it again. So, how come, like, how do you have the knowledge to be able to coach? Is it because you've played for such a long time?
I've been playing for as long as I can remember, yeah.
And is it really different being a young person and a player, but then now coaching? Like, is that a really different position that you find yourself in?
It's fun, and I know a lot about basketball, so it's just good to help out people that are coming up so we have good teams in the future.
I see. Okay, so tell me about that.
I just love my community and want the best for them. And if we're basketball teams, and when our basketball team's doing good, it helps out our community pride and makes us a better community.
Okay, since I don't live in San Juan, can you explain why that works that way?
Our town loves basketball a lot. We have won state championships like 15 years ago, but we haven't won much since. And back then, our town was a lot more prideful and had pride in our school and our teams and stuff. I want that to happen again.
Yeah, that's really cool, Colton. And, you know, it seems like you're on your way to making that happen, even if you're not talking about winning championships, but getting the whole city involved in the league is one way of doing that. Do you think that what you're doing is having any kind of effect on that feeling you're talking about? Have you seen it working yet?
I hope so, yeah. Our teams have been doing a lot better. And the town's been... There's been more and more people coming to our games since we've been winning.
That's great. So is it all about the winning, or is it about the feeling that comes from the winning? You know, like the community feeling that comes from winning.
It's more about the community feeling, yeah. But I also love to win, so...
About when it comes to the City League or your coaching that I should know about?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I also heard that you're pretty involved in student government and that you've also been a student representative on the Sandpoint Community Council. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about those roles of representing, you know, yourself and your
It's what I love to do. I like to help us as a community come together and be a leader in our student government and our school. Yeah.
Do they seem related to you?
Somewhat. I just like to take a leadership role whenever I could to help make us a better community.
Okay, so here's a question about making Sandpoint a better community. So let's like do some pretend time travel, okay? Like you're 15, so let's pretend like you're 25. And you're either still living in Sandpoint or you've come back for a visit or something. What does, you know, if bringing the community together in the way that you're doing it and working towards that with being a leader, with governance and also with sports and stuff, like if that has a positive, long-lasting effect, like how is your community going to look when you're 25 because of those changes that you're working on now? Do you see what I'm saying? Kind of a complicated, well, I just said it in a complicated way, but... I'm wondering what the community looks like when it comes together over time, in your imagination.
So, like, what I would want the community to look like in 10 years?
Exactly.
No, I want it to be a place where everyone takes pride in it, that they're proud to live here, and we just become more united and things like that.
Cool. Do you see it going that way?
It's been turning for the better.
Okay, so I know it's a while off because you're only 10th grade and stuff, but do you know what you want to do after you're finished high school?
I want to go to college somewhere in the Northwest and for athletic training.
Okay, and then if you go out of state for college, do you think you'd come back to Alaska when you're done?
I hope so.
Okay, would you go back to your community at Sandpoint?
It depends. If I could get it.
Yeah, it's hard to know, I guess, in advance, right?
I don't know.
No, cold. Oh, sorry, what?
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Well, okay, I've asked you what I needed to ask about, but if you can think of anything else I should know about what you do from Sandpoint or how you help out, please say so, because I don't always always know the right questions or all of the questions to ask. So is there anything that I missed?
I don't think so.
Okay, awesome. I really appreciate your time, and it was nice to meet you, even if just over the phone. I can tell you're doing great stuff.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I'll send a link to your story when I'm finished with it, to your email, but I'm also going to send it to Austin, too. So he'll probably share it with you if you don't see it first, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.